Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture this morning is found in Philippians, second chapter, verses 5 through 8. It's a letter from Paul to the Christians in Philippi, some 20 years after the resurrection, while he was in prison. Hear the word of the Lord. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is the good news of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Eternal and gracious Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and thoughts this day be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm continuing to work on our divine vocation, what it means for all of us in this place to have a sense of God's call on our life, both a sense of God's call individually and all of us as a congregation. What I'm calling in this sermon series, our divine vocation. It's also an opportunity for me to share a little bit about me, where I'm come from, and kind of things that are resonate with me in my life. But to get us going, I want us to remind us where we've been. We've been talking about this for the last couple of Sundays, and in this third Sunday, I'm going to introduce some new thoughts to you as well. Where we've been before, we're talking about vocation. We're talking about God's call on our life and our response to God's call. The response that I make with my total self to the call of God and neighbor. The response I make with my complete being. And all of the relationships and the multiple selves that I have with the people involved in my life, who I am with my family, who I am at work, who I am at school, who I am with my friends, who I am with my acquaintances, who I am with strangers, who I am with foreigners, who I am with whoever, the complete total self is how I respond to God. Last week, we talked about where we discover this sense of call in our life. And use the quote from Frederick Buechner, it's the place that God calls you is the place where your deep gladness, with a deep joy of your heart, that which brings you this passionate sense of fulfillment of life and the world's deep hunger meet. Place God is calling you and me to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. And then our life work is finding and then claiming our purpose in life that is part of the purpose of God. Our purpose in life that is part of the purpose of God. Now you may ask at this point, okay, just what is the purpose of God? Well, we could spend a lot of time working on that one, but a real quick definition, I guess, for us to get our heads around for this morning is, when I look at the New Testament and I see what is God's purpose in the New Testament, one word comes to mind, and that's the word shalom. And shalom is a big, full, rich word. It not just means peace, but it means a just and lasting peace full of prosperity, hope, and grace. In the New Testament, it's the proclamation in the gospel of Jesus that says the kingdom of God is at hand. It is near. Repent and believe the gospel. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of God's shalom, of God's eternal love, that we are called in this day and in this time and in this place to claim and to be a part of. And that is a part of our purpose. This morning, though, we're going into another direction, so I'm taking us to Philippians. And this particular passage, it's interesting. This particular passage, within the last, probably 25, 30 years or so, has been discovered to be probably the earliest known Christian work of liturgy we have. This is a hymn. It's a hymn that Paul included in his letters to the Philippians. It's a hymn that gives us an understanding and an idea of how the early church understood who Jesus is. So Paul says, "Let this same mind be you that is in Christ Jesus." His call for all of us is have the mind of Christ. How do we have the mind of Christ? For us to think like Jesus thinks. That's the goal of discipleship in my mind. Have this same mind in you that is in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on and sings the liturgy. Who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself. Taking the form of a slave and being born in human likeness and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. So I want us to spend some time with this particular idea. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born of human likeness and being found in human form. I want us to concentrate on this particular word. He emptied himself. What does that mean? In our ancient understanding of the nature of Jesus, he was God. But God incarnate, he emptied himself of godness so that he could become purely like you and me. And the ancient creed goes like this: Jesus became one of us, became like us, so we could become like him. This whole idea of emptiness is this idea of self-surrender. What it means to give myself totally to God. Now, I know for many of us in our contemporary world, that could be a very difficult idea to understand. What does it mean? What it means is to surrender our self-centeredness, to surrender that selfness which gets in the way of our truly being in the presence and in the will of God. This sense of self-surrender. So that we may be the fullness of who God calls us to be. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He became like us so that we might become like him, so that we may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. This particular idea comes from the Greek word for empty, and that's kenosis. It's a fancy kind of word, but Kenosis simply means the self-surrender of oneself to God, the emptying of oneself in order to be in relationship with God. In August of 1982, Mary Brooke and I and our one-year-old son, McCray, were on vacation in Colorado. We had been with Mary Brooke's parents for a few days, and they had picked up and they had gone back home, and they left us in Westcliff, Colorado, right under the Sangre de Cristo mountain range. It's called the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, they say, because when Coronado and his Spaniard explorers went through that land, when they came upon this mountain range, early dawn, the sunshine on the Sangre de Cristos reminded him of the blood of Christ. So here we are in Westcliff, Colorado. It's an early morning. Mary Brooke and McCray were still sound asleep, and so there was an early morning chill on that day. So I get up, and I'm starting the coffee, and I'm wanting to get the fireplace going. So I open up the grill, and there's a stack next to the fireplace, the hearth, of old newspapers and magazines used to kindle the fire. So I put in some wood, and I'm looking through the old papers and ripping them up and getting ready to start this fire. And then lo and behold, I see this. It's a June 30th, 1964 edition of Look magazine. So I'm just curious, anybody in this morning remember Look magazine? Okay, there are a few. So I got intrigued by this, and so I set it aside. I'll look at this later. So I start the fire, and it's going. The chill's coming off. I go get my cup of coffee, and I sit down, and I start thumbing through this old Look magazine. And I stop at an article that's called The Secret Life of Dag Hammarskjöld. Anybody know that name? Oh, good. Very good. Well, that was a name that I was only vaguely familiar with. Now, Dag Hammarskjöld was the executive secretary of the United Nations from like 1953 until 1961. In 1961, he was on a shuttle diplomacy mission in Africa, flying from South Africa to New Rhodesia, which is now Zambia. His plane crashed, and he died. It was September 1961. There was dubious circumstances related to this crash. Still, to this day, continues to be investigated because it's unclear what really happened. But he was in the midst of negotiating peace agreements and settlements between two warring factors within northern Rhodesia at the time. What his secret was that nobody knew while he was living was he kept a journal. It sat by his bedside every night, and on most nights he would take it down and he would write. In the very first page of this journal, he wrote what it was. This is my white book of concerning my negotiations with myself and God. No one ever knew the depth of the spiritual life of this man until they began to read his journal. It was later published in a book called Markings. Now, this particular article that I was reading that morning was talking about the discovery of this journal and how it eventually was published, and the insights into this man that no one knew before. He was a confirmed bachelor. He had been in civic service all of his life, a native of Sweden. He had worked himself up into this position through international banking and finance. And at the time of his death, John F. Kennedy said, "This man was the most important statesman of the century." The article went on to say that something happened in Dag Hammarskjöld's life. He wasn't sure when it happened, how it happened, but it did. It was a moment that some would say conversion. The author said it was a moment that many would call that was like the Christian idea of new birth. It was the moment when Dag Hammarskjöld spoke a softly spoken yes to the unknown. I was intrigued by this. I was intrigued by it because I had been working for the last 3 years on my own journal, trying to figure out my own life and my own purpose and my own sense of call and my own sense of life direction. This is what he said in his journal. "I do not know who or what put the question. I don't know where it was put. I don't even remember answering, but at some moment I did answer yes. And from that hour I was certain that existence is meaningful and that therefore my life in self-surrender had a purpose." Yes. "And from that hour I was certain that existence is meaningful, and that therefore my life in self-surrender had a purpose." Now I can tell you, in that early morning hour, and that moment, and reading those words, I could not help but invoke a yes to the unknown, to the uncertain, to an unfolding future yet to be. It was, for me, a resonant call into ministry. And what can it be for you? The subtle yes to the unknown. Where your deepest heartfelt gladness meets the hunger of the world, and you respond to the call of God. There was another little vignette in this book of negotiations between myself and God. It went like this. It's a morning prayer. I offer it to you. This is an incredible, beautiful morning prayer. I would suggest maybe you... It's easy to memorize. I'd put it in my head. It goes like this. "For all that has been, thank you. And for all that is yet to come, yes. And open yourself to the call of God on this day in your life. Have this mind which is yours in Christ Jesus, that though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be exploited or grasped, but he emptied himself and became a slave. Being born in human likeness and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.